So, Tom, a big thank you for joining us, recording this on Sunday lunchtime, because obviously a lot to digest yesterday at the full-time whistle. What's your take now, 20-odd hours after the final whistle?
Reflecting on the game, it's just not good enough. We were nowhere near yesterday. That's not taking anything away from Harrogate. I thought they played very, very well. They got some really sticky goals, a little bit of luck on their side, but that seems to be the way it goes when you're at the top of the league, and when you're at the bottom, you don't get the rub of the green. So the lads are hurting today. They were hurting yesterday. They'll be hurting all week until we can go out on Saturday next week and hopefully put it right.
I mean, the trouble is I think there's only been Salford who've got anything at that ground this season when it comes to league games. It was going to be a tough game. What was your game plan going into that, and how quickly did that go out the window?
we went back to the 3-5-2, which we thought we were all more comfortable with, and we just wanted to stay in the game as long as possible. We know Harrogate have got a good form at home, and we know the qualities that they've got. And yeah, obviously after 4 or 5 minutes when they put the first one in, that kind of goes out the window, and you start chasing the game a little bit. 2 months ago, I don't think anybody would have been worried, but the table seems to have turned a little bit now, and there's a little bit of disbelief there when we do go goal down. I don't think many people believe that we can get back in the game, so we've got to rectify that this week. We've got to work on things going forward, and hopefully we've got 9 games to put it right in this division.
And at the moment, I'm purely going off forums here and that kind of thing. You know, there are the odd supporter heading for the panic buttons, and it is a very, very close thing down the bottom end of the table. There's not much separating 14th down to 20th in many respects. This game, it was a bit of a free hit, but to get beat by 6-0, how do you pick everyone up now, regardless of, you know, if you expected anything from that game? You don't really want to be getting a pasting like that, do you?
No, not at all. It has hit us for 6, so to speak. Hit us for 6, and it's going to be difficult to come back from that. But we have got some good characters in that dressing room. You don't become bad players overnight. I still believe in the lads, and I still believe we've got the right set of lads to get us out of trouble. So we've just got to pick ourselves up. We've got to work hard in training and just go again. Harrogate are a great side, and we probably won't come up against somebody as good as that again. We've just got to concentrate on ourselves at the minute. We can't worry about everybody else's results. We've got to try and put it right. We've not scored in 5 league games, which is a massive worry. But we have got lads in the team that can score goals. So it's just something at the minute that's not clicking. We look a little bit disjointed from front to back. And it's just something we'll be working on this week.
And that's what we picked up upon yesterday. I mean, Garner and King started for the first time together in an FC shirt. You could see the quality in the pair of them. There were glimpses of that. But there was a lot of occasions where they were isolated. So they did a couple of good things heading towards the byline. And there's not much coming from midfield, is there? I mean, how can we rectify that?
I think that was just the quality of Harrogate, to be fair, and the way that the midfielders were not on the ball as much as we'd hoped. So the likes of like Kieran and Stevie have gone looking for it, and then even when Kingy dropped into that number 10 role in the second half, he's gone very deep to try and get the ball, and players who have got that ability like Kieran and Stevie and Kingy, who want to be on the ball, they're going to go try and look for it, and they've gone to try and look for it, and then that's caused problems. Obviously, that's where the big gaps have come from. But yeah, it's a difficult one for Gerrard to come in on. Obviously, he's been judged now against the top side in the division. In parts, he did very, very well. In other parts, like you say, he looked a little bit isolated. So hopefully next week, we'll see him a lot more in training this week, and he'll be right for next week.
You've touched upon it there about the goal scoring side of things, and I think we've said on FC Live, it's not just down to the strikers to get goals. You'd expect midfielders to get goals too. You've had goal droughts in your career, and you quickly got over them. How much of that experience are you able to share with the young strikers we've got, as well as the midfielders we've got?
Yeah, definitely. I did mention it in the dressing room last week. I've personally gone on 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, probably 10 games without scoring a goal, and then I'll go on a run of getting six goals in 3 games. So it can change. It can change so quickly. It might be a big tackle next week that gets us all riled up, and something that just injects something into it. It might be a scruffy goal that comes off somebody's backside. Anything, literally something will change for us, and our luck will start going for us again. And I'm confident that with the lads that we've got, that we'll turn it around and we'll be fine.
Now, it's Boston away this coming weekend. And this is what we were talking about earlier. Boston United in 14th position. We're in 19th. We're only separated by 2 points. This is a big game. Our away form, though, isn't the best, as you know, Tom. We've had some good games at Boston, and you've had some good games at Boston as well. I think of the one a couple of years back. 3-2, I think it was. How are we shaping up going into this one with the squad and what you're going to be working on to compete with Boston this weekend?
We'll be working on the shape again. Obviously, we've not played that shape for a long time. So we'll be working on that. We'll obviously try and have a plan B as well if things are not going very well. I think obviously yesterday, Harrogate being a full-time, they looked a lot fitter than us. So you've got to throw a little bit of old-school running there as well. But more than anything at the minute, we need to work on our team morale. We just seem to have the belief in themselves, just don't seem to be there a little bit. And you can see that on the pitch. They don't seem to be that fire in the bellies at the minute. And that's something that all I'll ask for them is giving 110% and just playing for the badge. So I need to get that back across to them and rectify that. And going into the Boston game, we need to turn that round. And it's not just the poor run of games, it's the poor run away from home. And you can't stay in this league if you don't pick up points away from home. So it's something that we'll be putting across to the lads. And hopefully next week we'll be all right and we'll be having a different conversation.
Well, Tom, a big thank you for joining us and you have a good week.
And you too. Thanks, Ben.